I don't know why I let her convince me to do this. I don't know how I let it happen. But she did it, and here I am, bored out of my mind, all because my best friend, Lakin Decker, thinks I need to be as deliriously happy as she is. I am happy. Mostly. Kind of. Okay, fine, not at all, but I'm at peace with my life. I own a cute coffee shop on one of the busiest boardwalks in Jacksonville, Florida, and I just bought my first house, an adorable two-story Tudor with enough bedrooms that if and when I'm ready for kids, they'll each have their own. Sure, it needs some fixing up, but I'm handy, and Lakin's husband is a cop, which means he knows plenty of physically fit guys for heavy lifting. Hale even volunteered some of them next month for when I pull out the kitchen cabinets. I can't believe I'm thinking about remodeling my home while on a date. Trevor Brown isn't a bad guy, per se. He's just kind of boring. He's been going on and on about interest and the buyer's market. And he has on a suit, which I think he wore to work today because he arrived late for dinner. Thankfully, the meal ends, and I'll be passing on dessert, even if he chooses to get some. It's after 10, and I must be up at 4 to bake the pastries and sweets for the day. I have no desire to stay any longer than necessary. This has been really nice, Leah. Ophelia. I hate when people give me nicknames without there being any kind of connection. I'm glad we got to meet, but I have to call it a night. 4 a.m. comes early. I force a smile while trying to remain civil. The truth is, I can't stand this man. He's a condescending know-it-all.
Right, sorry. Ophelia is just so old school, you don't hear it often.
And hopefully never again from his lips. Thankfully, our server, who has been annoyed with him all night also, she seems to notice that I'm ready to go and drops the check on the table with a smile. Reaching for the clutch purse hanging on the back of my chair, I notice my companion remains motionless. I always go on a date with the expectation that we'll split the cost. Since he chose this place, and it is a bit fancier than I'm used to, I assumed the same would go for tonight. But he makes no move to reach for his wallet or stop me from grabbing mine. And it hits me. He expects me to pay the bill. If it gets me out of here faster, then I will. Flipping the bill over, I check the price and see his shoulders sag with relief when I drop a $100 bill on the tray and wave for the server. I'll get your change, she says, taking it from my hand. I shake my head. Keep the change. The total is just under $80, and I want this night over with. Thank you, she whispers with a tear in her eye, and I get the feeling that 20 bucks is the boost she needs tonight. Thanks for your company, Trevor, I say as I stand. At least he has the gall to look embarrassed. Pulling out a couple more bills, I stop by where the server is settling our table and slip them into her hand. Oh, no, she chokes out softly. I can't possibly. You can. You deserve it. Exiting stealthily, so Trevor can't catch up with me, I make quick work of getting in my car and leaving. There was a time in my life when waitressing was all I did to cover the rent, so sparing an extra $40 for a woman who had been working hard all night was the least I could do for her. I don't always have extra cash to hand out, but when I do, I like to pay it forward. The drive home takes only a few minutes, and I park in the cramped garage, waiting for the door to finish closing before I get out. Hale has been a bundle of fun to have around, always warning me of ways to keep myself safe and where things could go wrong. So now I stay in my car until the garage door is shut. Unlocking the connecting door, I disarm the alarm before kicking off my shoes and resetting it. One thing Hale never had to tell me was to lock my doors. I do it all the time. It terrifies me to think of someone coming in. Dropping my clutch on the accent table in the hallway leading up the stairs, I began unbuttoning my shirt as my phone vibrates with an incoming text. Looking at the screen, I laugh out loud. Lakin, I saw your lights turn on. He was a dud, wasn't he?